Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. This meditation is based on a simple story. One of those stories that makes us smile because we've all done something like it. And yet, beneath the humor, something profoundly human. It speaks of the way we move through our lives, the way we search, the way we suffer, the way we sometimes overlook what's been quietly present all along. I'll begin with the story. It's called The Man Looking for His Glasses. One morning, a man needing to read some instructions reached for his glasses. They weren't where he typically places them. He began to search for them. He looked for them on the kitchen table, beside the bed, under newspapers, in drawers, even in the refrigerator. As he searched, he became increasingly frustrated. "I can't find my glasses anywhere," he muttered. He retraced his steps from the moment he woke up, searching for them in every room again and again. The more he looked, the more agitated he became. His searching was interrupted when a friend arrived at his door. As soon as Ian let his friend in, he went back to his search, turning over cushions and emptying baskets. "What are you looking for?" the friend asked. "My glasses," the man replied. "I've been searching for them all morning." His friend paused, looked at him carefully, and smiled. "You're wearing them." The man reached up to his face. The glasses had been there the entire time. So I invite you to just take a moment to settle into a posture that allows both comfort and wakefulness. Sink into the support offered by your chair or cushion. Perhaps remind the mind that there's nowhere you need to go in this moment. There's nothing to accomplish. Perhaps take a slow, gentle breath in. And let the exhale be long and full. Again, breathing in and breathing out. And one last time, breathing in slowly, deeply. And breathing out. Come home. Home to this moment. And allowing the breath to find its natural rhythm, begin to feel the body breathing. The rise and the fall of the chest. The movement of the belly. And when the mind gets bored and wanders, offering something from your to-do list, perhaps reply, "Nothing needs to be fixed at this moment. Nothing needs to be solved right now. Rest." And then allow the concerns of the day to rest in the background for a while. And bring the mind back to the body, the breath, and what's alive in this moment. Feel the body. Feel the breath. Listen inwards and ask, what am I searching for right now in my life? Not searching the mind for the right answer, simply noticing what arises. What am I searching for right now in my life? Perhaps a desire, a longing, a hope, a wish, a sense that something is missing. Simply noticing. What am I searching for right now in my life? In letting go of that question, return once again to the breath, the body. And ask, what do I imagine will finally make me okay? Take your time. Remember, this isn't a question of the mind, it's a question of the heart. Allow images, memories, perhaps words or sensations to emerge. What do I imagine would finally make me okay? Perhaps there's conditions attached to your happiness when this happens or that changes. When I become this or when I achieve that. Simply notice, without judgment or mental conversation, just notice what arises. Listen to your body as it sits here, not trying to change anything, simply listening. Listening, fully supported, breathing, alive. Allowing that question to sink into the background, ask, is there any evidence that some of what I'm seeking is already present? Perhaps not completely, perhaps only in a small way. Moments of peace, of joy, of belonging. Moments of love, compassion, caring. Moments of enoughness. Is there any evidence that some of what I seek is already present? Allow yourself to notice what's already here. What's been quietly present, perhaps overlooked simply because your attention has been searching elsewhere. And now perhaps bring to mind someone you know very well. A trusted friend, a family member, a mentor. Someone who sees you with kindness and honesty. Someone who's always been there to assist you, to help you find your way. Allow them to sit beside you. And wonder, what might they notice about you that you have overlooked? What strengths do they see that you rarely acknowledge? Perhaps they see a kindness that you take for granted. A resilience that has quietly carried you through difficult times. Or perhaps they simply remind you you already have more than you realize. Note what comes into view as you receive their perspective, as you allow yourself to see through another pair of eyes. Gently returning to your own experience, begin to scan through the body, sensing inward. What happens when you receive their perspective? Is there anything softening? Anything opening? Notice too any areas of resistance. Just simply notice what happens when you recognize something's already present. How does your body respond? And now, for the final question. What happens when I stop searching even for a moment? Not forever, just for now. Just for this breath. This moment. What happens when nothing is missing? Nothing to arrive to. No need to become. No need to improve. Only this body, this breath, this moment. resting in awareness itself. Aware of sounds, of sensations, of emotions. Aware of the breath. Aware of life unfolding. And gently reminding the mind when it offers some commentary, nothing to be added, nothing to be removed, only this breath, this body. This moment, aware of how life is unfolding. And as we come to the close of our practice, perhaps reflect on this possibility. Maybe what we're seeking is not somewhere else. Maybe what we long for has already begun to bloom within us. Maybe the invitation is not to strive harder, but to notice more deeply. May we meet life with fresh eyes. May we have the courage to question the stories that limit what we can see. May we recognize the quiet treasures already present in this moment. May we continue to remember that when our own vision grows clouded, we do not walk alone.